Good morning, Stokey family and friends. Today's devotional message is entitled, Dry Your Eyes. As we draw closer to the end of the year, do not let fear lurk in the air or even whisper in your ear. Let the Comforter draw near. Jeremiah 31, verse 15. A voice is heard in Ramah, mourning and great weeping. Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Jacob in Genesis 37, verse 35. Mourned his son Joseph and refused to be comforted. All his sons and daughters came to comfort him, but he refused, saying, "No, I will continue to mourn until I join my son in the grave." And so Jacob wept for him. We have wept a lot this year. We have wept for the loved ones lost. We've wept for the liberty and the freedom we once had. For there is no more normal. We have wept for Beli Majenga and George Floyd and many others. Many weep for losses of jobs. Others weep as they lose their homes. We mourn to meet and greet each other in God's house. We weep because we cannot be with family over the Christmas. I don't know about you, but I am in great need of some comfort. Isaiah 40, verse 1, reads, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God." Now comfort, comfort is not an advertisement for a fabric softener which brings freshness to the clothing, usually advertised as bright and breezy with a fresh smell. John 14:16, reading from the King James Version, Jesus said, "I will pray to the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." Today, I request the Holy Spirit, the Great Comforter, to draw near to both yourselves and myself and comfort us as we have never been comforted before. In some shape, form, or fashion, maybe without knowing it, we have experienced the Comforter being with us this year. It has been a challenging year, but we have been promised he will never leave us as orphans. So dry your eyes. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy will come in the morning. I thank you, God, that we can take comfort in the fact that you are our God and that you have not forsaken us. Yea, though we walked through the valley of the shadow of death in 2020, you have instructed us to fear no evil, for thou art with us. You are our rod and our staff, and you comfort us. difficult as it may be receiving your comfort, we are now the messengers of comfort to those who do not have the promise or even see God in all that is taking place. John 14:16 states, "The world does not know me." But in John 14:17, Jesus said, "But you know me, for I live in you." When Jesus said this, the Saviour was actually pointing forward to the time when the Holy Spirit would come and do a mighty work as his representative. He has come. Yes, he has come. He is in you. We are now his representatives. We are now the advert for comfort and hope for others. Acts of the Apostasy chapter 5 states, "As the disciples proclaimed the message of redeeming grace, hearts yielded to the power of this message. The church beheld converts flocking to her from all directions. Backsliders were reconverted, sinners united with believers, even some who had been the bitterest of opponents of the gospel became the gospel's champions. Under the disciples' labor were added to the church thousands of men and women seeking the pearl of grace, great prize, the receiving of the Holy Spirit's comforting words of truth. This was the result of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, on the day of Pentecost, when he dried their eyes." Thank you. Father God, please dry your people's eyes. We are weak, we are tired, we are worn. There is none like you. No one can touch our heart like you do. So under the power of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, touch each and every one of us here today and fill us with your Spirit, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, everyone. Have a blessed day.